Welcome to Definitely Something About Football,
where we definitely talk about football.
This is Rob Fine.
I'm Jay Hump, or Josh, whichever.
And we are coming back for the 2017 season.
Finally. Well, you've all been waiting for, not the start of the season, but the start of our podcast, where you can hear us predict things badly. But to the best of our abilities.
We are starting off after week one. Now the football season can really start because we're back.
Yeah. You know, we had to get a preview of what we can expect from these teams. So
yeah, you can't trust the preseason.
So a lot of crazy things happened from the in the off season. You know, you made
Holy
us a little
cow.
Suspect of how teams are gonna shake up.
Yes, they did. Well, what did we see by the end of the 2016 season? What did you see, Josh?
Well, the last thing I saw, we had the Falcons won the Super Bowl 28-3, and so that's all I've heard all offseason. And then we go to the draft, and you got Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended, Eddie Lacy moves to the Seahawks, you got L.A. Chargers.
Did you finish the whole Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, it was pretty boring after about the third quarter. It was like, it was a blowout, so, you know, you just partied it out, celebrated some. Yeah, I mean, no one's even talked about the fourth quarter since I've seen the highlights. They just stopped. Everyone just has 28-3 everywhere with 2 minutes to go in the third. I don't know if it's like just like they got blown out even more or what happened after that. But
it's just a famous iconic score now, 28-3. Falcons win the Super Bowl. No, but joking aside, wow, you can never, never, never count out Tom Brady. That man can make some clutch comebacks in big games.
Except for on Thursday nights.
Yeah. Almost. I was ready for it. But we'll get to that game a little bit later. But I was waiting for it. I was like, we can't leave now. I think going back to the Super Bowl.
But all in all, the Falcons looked pretty insanely good. I don't know how they could have possibly thrown that game. I'm pretty sure they were 99% chance to win the Super Bowl at some point on ESPN. So, yeah, that was pretty incredible. I mean, the fact that they lost is quite a feat. I don't know many teams that could do that.
You know, I think what happened is they just got worn down. Like, their defense was getting injured like crazy near the end of the game. They were out there just Patriots rather grinding down the field, and that defense just couldn't keep up after three and a half quarters.
With that kind of a lead, you only run the ball five times in the second half. That'll do you in. We're past the 2016 season. The Falcons are trying to forget it. We want to move on. There's 32 teams have a shot to make the Super Bowl this year. One of them not being San Diego Chargers, because it's literally impossible.
Not for me. I still believe they'll move back to San Diego.
I'm not even sure how LA can support one team, much less two.
Well, we saw it last year.
It's insane.
The stadiums were packed for the Rams.
Yeah, the 40,000 seat stadiums.
Talking about that off season, like I feel like in general, six teams really beefed up and kind of won the off season from my perspective. That would be the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Jaguars, and the Falcons. I think all those teams got a lot better. Other teams got better, but I feel like these six like increased. Or at least
I definitely say
got what they needed.
The Patriots in general, it's amazing how much better you could have get after you won the Super Bowl. But every single big free agent or trade seems like it involved the Patriots. This was like the most hyped up season the Patriots have had since the famous 2009 season, right? You remember that?
2000.
The old 18-0. Was it 2007?
2007.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. 2007.
Regular season. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's it. Sorry. Got my ears.
Well, it looks like they're going to need all they can get without Edelman.
Edelman. That was a big. Before that happened.
Critical. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Before that happened, it was they looked stacked. Now they look well. I mean, Kansas City may just look way better than I thought they were, but they definitely look beatable.
We knew not what Kareem Hunt would do to that offense.
I'm telling you, man, what was it a gift that Spencer Ware got hurt this offseason? I'm not sure. But he looks amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. You always hear these running backs talk about when they get in the league, oh, the NFL is just as slow as college. Like, it's going to be easy. But then you never see them actually come through. Like,
the entire week one, we saw these rookie running backs going nuts out on the field.
Yeah. You had Devin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, like, and then Rip David Johnson. But.
Oh, my gosh. David Johnson. Hopefully nobody out there had the first round draft pick or the first overall draft pick and took Johnson. Or I guess if you had second, you could have gotten Johnson. But man,
yeah, right.
Ugly.
That was that's a killer week one injury.
Yes. I will not recover. That's my bold prediction for my fantasy team is that we will not recover from losing David
Johnson. All right, so so that's kind of the week one off season recap. What other things you want to mention before we get to her? All right, let's get to them.
I have a couple of notes about week one. I thought the Vikings looked amazing. I don't think there's anything for the Saints to worry about on offense. Maybe the defense might still be a little shaky. It's kind of hard to tell, but the Vikings looked like they were firing on all cylinders. That was impressive.
Yeah, they were very good.
Yeah, from Sam Bradford, too, who I've kind of come to just think he's going to be a bust. But, yeah, he looked great out there.
I would say, like, some of the best-looking teams from week one are, like, the Chiefs looked way better than I thought they would look. The Vikings looked really, really good. I think the Cowboys looked really solid in their win. I mean, we kind of expected them to win.
The Chiefs. I think the Chiefs looked amazing last week. I don't know if it's just that the Patriots defense fell apart.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. I think they suffered some injuries in that game, which kind of hurt them. Because, I mean, they were playing pretty strong for a while there, but when you have, like, Hightower go down and...
Well, and then the Chiefs lost Eric Berry for the year.
Oh, that was a big, big deal. That's going to hurt the Chiefs in the future, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But I feel like this was probably their most aggressive game they had starting week one, and then it's kind of all downhill from here for them. As you would expect, but I mean, they're still in a super tough division. You mentioned the Giants there, the Giants-Cowboys game.
Yeah.
I feel like the Giants really need to address their run game. It is terrible.
I think they need to address their entire
game. Well, and then I was also going to say Eli just looked incredibly awful the entire game.
I mean, it can't just be the last Odell. Yeah, you can definitely see why Odell wants a contract.
Yes.
Literally, they can't do anything without him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although he's asking for to be the highest paid player in the league. Not just wide receiver, but player. I don't know if he's going to get that.
That's a little ridiculous, isn't it?
Also,
Matthew Stafford money.
Yeah, right. Another team that looked really impressive was the Rams. They really changed my thoughts. I mean, I know they were playing the beat-up Colts without Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
But man, mm-hmm. did they look stronger? What
is Jared Goff actually going to be a good quarterback? Like, I know, like, you got to give him a year to, like, kind of get the system, like, get in there and really learn how to play in the NFL.
That's true. I mean,
I don't know. It's crazy.
We'll see. Maybe the Rams knew what they were doing after all.
I think the Colts are definitely giving the 49ers and the Jets a run for first overall draft pick.
I tend to agree with you, actually.
I'm joking.
Are you serious? No, I'm telling you, man. The Colts look really bad.
Oh, they look terrible, but Andrew Luck's coming back. And I think it'll be harder for them to lose.
I don't think that Andrew Luck is the savior they're looking for.
Right now, they look like the worst team in their division. And I don't know if Andrew Luck's going to make them rise above that. But I don't think they're going to be as bad as the 49ers or the Jets, I guess.
Well, I guess we'll have quite the conversation when we get to that. So just a rundown, we can make a quick segue here. The way we kind of want to work this podcast this year is we're going to do some pick-ems this year, which we've already started for last week. And then so we're kind of just going to do a rundown of, like, each of our week pick-ems. We're going to do our pick-ems. Have some storylines from the previous week, and then do a preview of the game, because we're going to usually try to do our podcast on a Thursday night or Monday night game. So we'll do a quick preview of those games for you, and then we'll give you updates of how we're doing in all of our leagues. But since this is our first episode, we always got to do our division and playoff pick'ems. So we gave our week one recap. We got a good solid, you know, edge from what we had last year, which we started with at the beginning of the preseason. So now we got a good feel for them. So maybe we can transition into picking our division winners here and our playoff teams. What are you thinking?
I think that sounds
great. For the AFC or the NFC?
You know what? I'll be a gentleman and I'll let you go first. Let's do the NFC.
All right, let's do the NFC. All right. I'm going to start.
Kick us off.
Let's start with the least controversial one. I'm going to start with the NFC North, and I'm going to pick the Packers to win this division.
I'm going with the Packers.
All right. So we're both sold on the Packers. I think this is a strong division. You still have Chicago in it, but it's not like some of the other divisions that have, like, you know, a couple weak teams and, like, one strong team. Like, I feel like this would be a fun race to watch. I think the Packers will win, but the Vikings and Detroit, I'm not throwing them out yet. I think they will be fun to watch.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. I do not think the Bears are going to win the division, I'll tell you that. But
I think
they're going with the Packers. The Bears look better than I thought they were going to against the Falcons, but I'm going with the Packers. And do we want to do bold predictions?
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's do our bold predictions when we do our.
I'm going with the Packers, and I also think that the Packers will have the most points scored against them in the division this year.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The most points scored against them. I think I can agree with that. All right, you ready for my bold prediction? All right, here we go.
What's that?
The best receiver, and when I say that, I mean like the one with the most amount of yards, and we could probably judge with touchdowns too, but I'm going with yards. The best receiver in the division isn't going to be on the Packers team.
Ooh.
He's not a Packer.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying who it is, but I have a feeling that he's not going to be on the Packers team.
I agree. I think that's kind of bold. Especially if they're going to have the most points scored against them. That means their offense has got to be lit. Ah, so we got the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bears. I don't think it's going to be
my major picks for best receiver that's not on a Packer, that's not in a Packer uniform, would be Stephon Diggs. And then maybe Golden Tate from Detroit could fit in there.
I decided. I disagree. I challenge you.
Also, the Packers wide receivers are never make it through the whole year.
Jordy Nelson will wear a Kevlar vest out there if he needs to.
That's fair. That's fair.
I will fire bet you that
if we had it, we need a bell. We need a bell. We need a. We'll have to buy a bell.
Oh yeah.
Ding.
Oh, don't we have a little a sound effect for this?
Oh. Yeah, we had to work on that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get something better for that. But yeah,
the fire bet one of the season.
So Packers will have the wide receiver with the most yards in the division.
Yep, that's yours.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yep.
All right. So you can pick the next division.
Let's go NFC West.
West.
This is another crazy one, right?
This is a bit of a crazy one. This one's wild.
I'm definitely going Seahawks.
Seahawks? I'm actually going to – I know they had a rough week one.
Oh,
I'm still going with the Cardinals. Still going with them. It looks bad, but I have faith. Even without David Johnson.
Oh, man. I just feel like, I think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Take a step back.
You know what? I just kind of thought about the David Johnson thing, but I just have a feeling that the Seahawks O-line is so bad that they're going to lose a lot more games. You know what? I'd be, you know what? I'm almost willing to change it to the Rams. But I'm going to stick with the Cardinals. But that's a sneak peek of my bold prediction for this. Is I'm going to have the Rams have a really high chance to make the playoffs. I don't think they will, but my prediction is that they'll be in the race by week 16 and 17. They'll still have a chance.
Ooh, man.
To make the playoffs.
I love that. I do not think they will be.
You think they're going to get dumpstered on in this season, huh?
Not necessarily dumpstered like last season, but I do not think that they will be in the race in week 16.
Okay.
Just because
okay.
I think the Seahawks are going to explode. And come out and win like 14 of the next.
I think the Seahawks are going to implode, but
yeah.
I still have the Seahawks doing pretty well. But I don't have.
What do you think they're going to implode? Is it that offensive line?
This thing, their offensive line is so bad, and their defense is getting old.
So bad. So bad. Their offensive line.
It's a recipe for disaster. It's hard to keep up a dynasty that long. They've been so good for what, like 5 or 6 years now, and. You know all the players on their team because they've been there for that long. Like, there's a there's a curve where you fall off, and I think they are hitting it. I mean, you can argue the same thing with the Cardinals, I guess. But I think their defense is a little younger.
I feel like the Cardinals' defense is a little bit younger, yeah.
Yeah, and then their offensive line, I think, is better.
I'll give you a fire bet that the Rams will not be on the playoff hunt in Week 16.
All right, I'll take that. Oh, show.
Fire
bet. So what was your bell?
Yeah, we have such a terrible sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the bell. I like the bell idea. It's like high pitched. Anyway.
Yeah. That's probably better.
But what is your bold prediction for this division? Yep.
Okay, I went a little crazy on this one. I don't know if you're going to allow this, but if not, I've got a backup. I'd say that Colin Kaepernick gets picked up by an NFL team before the end of the year, because he was from the NFC West. That's where I'm kind of. Pulling this from?
Okay, I'll allow that.
Do I think Colin Kaepernick is going to get picked up by a team? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he doesn't. I'll take that bet. We're beyond that at this point. I think there's been a couple of teams that could have picked him up, and they didn't. And I think that quarterbacks are solidified enough that you wouldn't pick up someone like that. I can't imagine a team desperate enough. That would want to do it.
So,
like, one, it would have to be a playoff team?
No. By the regular season. Is
right.
What
I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying it would have to be a playoff team that needed a really good quarterback. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you just keep your backup guy and don't worry about it.
Keep him. Yeah. Are we doing a fire bet on the Cardinals versus Seahawks?
I guess. Why not?
Yeah. So, you win if the Cardinals make it to the playoffs. I win if the Seahawks make it to the playoffs. But we're saying division winner, actually. Not make it to the playoffs, but division winner.
Right, yeah, division winner, yeah.
All right, pick our next division.
All right, let's go with the other easy one. I'm going to go to NFC East. I'm actually picking the Cowboys, and I didn't have the Cowboys initially when I was thinking about it before the season started, but this is one of those teams that that really impressed me in week one, especially with Ezekiel Elliott looking like he's going to play the whole season. Yeah, so I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win this division. I think the Redskins were a little sloppy, and I think the Eagles will just not have enough firepower.
I got them boys. I completely agree. The Cowboys. Actually, preseason, I was thinking the Giants because I feel like their defense is really
good. Yeah, I also
really
was
good.
Thinking the Giants.
But
I think,
man, just seeing them out there against the Cowboys, in week one, that kind of.
Tell you what, Demarius Jenkins looked really good. I'll give him that. I think overall, I think they have some holes. They're not quite as good as.
My bold prediction is that the Giants trade for a high tier running back before the end of the regular season. And what I consider that, I was trying to figure out what does that mean. I'm thinking anybody from Le'Veon Bell down to Tevin Coleman. Like somebody that we all kind of know is like.
Like a name, like a real name. I mean, I'll disagree because running backs never get traded. Yeah, running backs never get traded. The only thing I could see maybe they getting is like, I mean, I could maybe see it, but I doubt it. Mine is the Redskins finished last in the division.
I agree with you. I completely agree.
I think that Kirk Cousins. Probably falls off some, which sucks for him because it's a contract year, but
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that just whole organization is just pretty flawed when they, you know, traded all of their receivers or let go of all their receivers.
Yeah.
That was not their best idea.
If you didn't accept my Giants trade for the high-tier running back bowl prediction, my secondary one was that the Redskins trade Kirk Cousins before the end of the year. But I'm glad I didn't have to.
Oh, okay.
Those were my two that were...
No, that's actually, you know what, that's a fun prediction. I could see that happening, maybe. If they go, like, 0-3 or something, and... Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, too. Like, if they just decide this year's a wash, why keep paying this guy?
Kaepernick, there you go.
It'd have to be a lot of work under behind the scenes, like 49ers, like, all right, so we want him. You know, we'll pay half of his salary this year, only if we can get him to sign a long-term contract going forward. I feel like it'd be a whole thing like that. We don't need to get into that. That leads us to our final division, the NFC South. I'm taking Atlanta Falcons.
I just heard, I'll take the Atlanta, and I was like waiting for you to say Falcons, but I didn't hear.
Wait for it, Falcons.
Yeah, you know, this is my division with my boys, the Saints.
This is your division.
But I am picking the Falcons also. But they did not look very strong in week one. They didn't look strong in week one. So
the Falcons didn't?
No, I don't think they looked strong in week one. I can see them losing a lot of games this year.
I feel like
especially when you struggle against Chicago. Chicago definitely could have beat them. But they were 9 yards away from beating them, so... A bold prediction is that only one team from this division will make the playoffs.
Ooh, that is bold, actually, because I feel like this division has so much.
This is one of the strongest divisions in football, but it always turns out like they either beat each other up or just something very strange happens. And I just think that some of the other divisions, I don't think it'll happen. I actually do think that there'll probably be two teams, but I'm going to say a higher chance than not that. Or, no, that's probably a bad way to say it, but it'll be very surprising. I won't be surprised if only one team makes the playoffs.
I believe that multiple teams from this division are going, because I look around and I don't think multiple teams from the West are going. I could see the Giants or the Eagles somehow sneaking in there.
See, I have someone like, I have like multiple teams that come in. So I like the Vikings, I think, could sneak in there. I think an NFC East team could sneak in there. And I think a Seahawks could sneak in there. As my wild card team, or even the Rams.
Sneaky Seahawks. I will take you up on that. I will fire bet you that at least two teams from the NFC South make it to the playoffs.
I feel like I'm going to be drinking a lot at some point, but
so
I'm bold. I'm making really bold predictions here. Yeah, let's go.
Fire bet. All right, we still got it. All right,
finally, AFC side.
Better conference.
Let's run these through.
Let's do the AFC North.
AFC North, another solid division, but I feel like it has one extremely strong team, and I think that team would be the Steelers.
I do agree that the Steelers are going to be winning this one. And my bold prediction is that the Cleveland Browns are not the bottom of the division, meaning they will be either second or third. In the division. Maybe first.
My prediction is very similar. I say they're going to win more than 5 or 6 games. So they'll be closer to 500. I don't necessarily 100% think that they will be not on the bottom, but I'm not willing to bet that.
What's our next division?
Next division. I'm going to go with the other, boring division. And that would be the NFC East. Where you have a resident sleeper Patriots.
The AFC East.
Constantly. Oh, sorry, you have something in. So yeah, the only team that's, won their division, every year since ever.
So you think the Patriots are going to win it all in the division?
Yeah.
I agree.
That seems reasonable.
Yes.
My bold prediction, though, is that they're not going to win it until the last week of the season.
Oh, damn. I completely take you up on that one.
All right.
Fire bet?
Yeah, let's do it. Ding!
All right.
Ding!
So we're saying week
17. That one is a stretch. I'll say that for sure, but
you're trying,
I think
you're
there's
trying.
Some holes. And they play a really strong the NFC South, which I could definitely see them going 1-3, 2-2.
Yeah.
And when you play the best teams in each division every year, eventually you're gonna start losing to them. They play the Steelers, they play the Chiefs they already lost to. They still have to play the Texans. They, you know, don't look super strong, but
and see what and Stan, what you're looking at. You're saying this team's gotta play the AFC West, they gotta play the NFC South, both very strong divisions. I'm gonna say that the New York Jets go 0-16. Meaning they do not win a game this entire season.
100% agree with you.
Nah.
And I don't even think that that's that bold. No, so that's pretty. You know, a team hasn't gone 0-16 in, since like what?
The Lions, the Detroit Lions.
The Lions, only yeah, from pre Matthew Stafford, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they got Stafford after they went 0-16.
You know, the Bills game was a little bit closer than I thought. I was kind of ready for the Jets to just like. Take the ball, run it back to their own end zone, and put it down, and wait for the other team to get it.
Yeah, you can't show that you're throwing.
All right, AFC South. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans to win it all.
Totally agree with you.
I actually, though, this might surprise you. I think that they will win it. However, they will be tied with somebody else to win the division, but they'll have a tiebreaker that gives it to the Titans.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say they win it outright. I'll bet you that.
All right.
I'd say they win it outright.
What's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction, it's kind of a two-parter, because I kind of feel like this is, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I actually have another strong possibility of making the playoffs. I think the Jags make a strong run at the playoffs this year, and they're not eliminated until week 16. And I have another bonus to my bold prediction is the Colts are the worst team in this division. They finished the season as the worst team. That's my bold prediction.
All right. I kind of agree. I can't do it. I agree with both.
This is the strongest division, probably, according to many people.
Maybe in the entire
NFL. The AFC West. Yeah. I mean, definitely arguable with the NFC South, I think, is the other contender. But,
yeah,
I mean, this
sense.
One's more proven than the NFC South,
mm-hmm.
where these teams have actually, you know, done something, unlike the Saints and the Buccaneers. We're just all hype and no win. Even after
Ooh,
the Chiefs' brilliant week one play. I still have the Raiders. I think they are looking strong as long as Derek Carr stays healthy. Marshawn Lynch looks like he's legit this year. I have them winning the division.
I disagree. In a weird way, I believe the Chargers will somehow win this division.
Chargers? Wow. Is that your bold prediction?
That is not my bold prediction.
I'm going to fire bet you on that for sure.
You say the Raiders, I say the Chargers.
Yeah.
Win the division. All right.
Yep.
It's a fire bet.
Ding.
So I say that this division has the best win-to-loss ratio in the entire league.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see this division going like average, like 10-6.
I have my lowest division or lowest team from this division going 10-6 somehow.
The lowest, wow.
My lowest.
Okay.
So I have a lot of faith in this division, apparently.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna bet you on that one. That one seems like a pretty good pick. Mine. Here you go. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos are gonna start Brock Osweiler at some point this season.
Oh, my gosh. I love that as a bold prediction. Damn it. I agree with it, though. Like, I want to take you up on it, but I agree. I could definitely see that happening. As good as Trevor Siemian played in that first week. I mean.
Yeah, I could definitely see them back in it. Especially, like, that was where he was most comfortable at anywhere. And now he has no pressure on him because he's not even the starting quarterback. Like, he has a minimum bet, you know, salary.
And what? Why would they pick him up if
they
see a need?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
I don't think Paxton Lynch and Siemian are actually dividing themselves from the pack. And so I could definitely see them getting, especially because I don't think they're going to be doing so hot. They barely beat the Chargers, which, I mean, in your opinion, that shouldn't even happen. But I think that, like, this team is going to start losing some games down the stretch that their quarterback play is going to be the reason. And so when that happens, you definitely start to change quarterbacks.
I did think that they would beat the Chargers in Denver, but I don't think that they will beat the Chargers back in San Diego. This is where the Chargers will move back to midseason.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We've been in San Diego the whole time. Wow. Oh, you know, give us a year.
I will never stop saying it. Who do you think's going to the Super Bowl? Who's going to win it all?
So my Super Bowl, you ready for this? My Super Bowl pick is the Steelers versus the Packers.
Ooh, a rematch.
A rematch.
I like it.
I did have the Steelers versus the Saints, but that week one really put me off on the Saints. So I just don't want to jinx them, so I'm just not picking them up.
I also have a Super Bowl rematch. I have the Patriots figuring things out, getting the ship right, and going back to the Super Bowl. Just as long as, knock on wood, they don't see the Chiefs in the playoffs. But I think that in the NFC, I ran it all out. It was almost the Giants. Then it was almost the Falcons. But no, it's the Seahawks, which I don't love. Now, after that first week, seeing how vulnerable they are. But I'm sticking with it. Patriots versus Seahawks.
Patriots versus Seahawks. Wow. Mm.
Let's hop into some games here.
Yeah, so the way we're going to do it, we have a couple of mini games we're going to do. So we have this game called The Eliminator, where basically we have 17 weeks, and we're going to pick two teams every week. And we can't pick any teams multiple times. So the team we pick has to win, and we're going to see who picks the most amount of teams. Because there's 17 weeks, we get 34 teams, so that's two extra teams. So we'll get a pass at some point during the pick-ems where you can pass twice on a team. So far, we'll get the other games too. And every week we're also going to pick some good games of the week or just games that we feel are like highlight games, some of the best matchups of the week. So we're going to pick those. And then we'll also pick the games of the week. And then we're also going to pick an upset game every week, just a week where a team is definitely the underdog, and we think that there's a good possibility, or we think that that team is going to upset the other team. And then finally, we're going to pick our preview matchup every week. So we're either going to do the Monday night or the Thursday night games.
We did a little off-screen action last week. Or off mic action. In our Eliminator picks, J-Hump picked the Rams to beat the Colts, as did I. J-Hump also picked the Texans to beat the Jaguars. Ooh, did not work out there.
Yeah.
I picked the Panthers to beat the 49ers, which did happen. In our
games of the week. Our games of the week.
There we are. J-Hump picked the Cowboys over the Giants, as did I. In the other game of the week, the Titans versus the Raiders, J-Hump picked the Raiders. I picked the Titans. I was wrong. Wah, wah, wah.
And we also picked the Thursday night game of that week for the Chiefs and Patriots, and we both obviously picked the Patriots because, I mean, we picked them to go 16-0, right?
Technically, I think the term was 19-0 that they copyrighted.
Oh yeah.
Can you believe you can get copyright on 19-0? They did it, and I don't.
Wow.
The
yeah, right.
Upset of the week. J-Hump picked the Jets over the Bills.
Yeah. They let me down.
You could have picked that as your Eliminator pick that week too.
I didn't want to get.
The Jacksonville Jaguars over the Texans. And that happened, like, astonishingly well.
Yeah, I actually picked the Texans because I thought that was such an obviously one-sided game. Especially with a hurricane. I was like, there's no way they're not going to lose or not going to win the game.
They got hurricane power. With those strong winds, you'd think that Tom Savage could throw the ball.
All right.
In addition, we went ahead and picked the Monday night games. We both picked the Saints over the Vikings, which we both failed at. And we both picked the Broncos over the Chargers, which was correct.
And so what my eliminator picks this week, I got to get back on the rails and you know, get my teams right. So I'm going with two easy wins here. I'm going to pick Oakland over the Jets. Oakland over the Jets. And then I'm also picking Seattle over the 49ers, the two teams trying to win the number one first-round pick.
Those are some bold choices right there, man.
Yeah, bold choices.
I am also taking the Oakland Raiders over the Jets, and I am taking the Arizona Cardinals over the unlucky Colts.
I was really close to doing that one, but I didn't want to chance it like I did with the Texans last week. So. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with the sure thing for now.
Let's talk about the game of the week.
The games of the week. We have the Green Bay Packers, the Falcons. The other games we're gonna pick are the Cowboys and Broncos. And for the Packers Falcons, I have the Falcons winning this game. I think that's similar to what my thoughts on the Texans game. They're opening the dome on a Sunday night game. Coming from that Super Bowl loss, no way they're going to let their fans down.
I completely agree. I think the Falcons have kind of recollected after last week. That Bears game was a little sloppy, but I think that they've got it. They've got it under control. I completely agree. Falcons over the Packers. On the other side of the ball, or the other side of the world, nation, I think that the Cowboys are going to take advantage of the Denver Broncos' run blocking issues, and I'm saying Dallas wins over Denver.
I agree. Just the only thing the Broncos have going for them is their defense right now, and I think the Cowboys are well-rounded enough to score some field goals, and I think that the Denver offense isn't going to take advantage of the Cowboys' lack of or weak defense, quote-unquote. The defense is not that bad, though.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Maybe Eli Manning just makes it look very good.
That's true. Maybe Eli Manning is way better.
I feel like
I'm not sure. I like Eli Manning. Yeah, I think it takes a good like 3 or 4 weeks to really know how good and bad teams are. But we have a bonus game. We have Rob's New England Patriots versus my New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. In New Orleans, a 1 o'clock game, so there's nothing special. No Sunday night, Monday night football shenanigans.
Can you believe it? A 1 o'clock game.
But we have the two worst defenses in the league, probably, right? We made Sam Bradford look like a Hall of Famer, and y'all made a rookie look like the best running back in the league.
Wait a minute. Remember the Colts.
That's true.
Made the Rams look good. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm taking the Patriots over the Saints. What? Yes, I'm doing it.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to pick the Patriots also because I don't think Tom Brady ever is going to lose two games in a row.
Traitor.
And, yeah, I'm a traitor right now. But, you know, I'm going with the percentages. And I'm just hoping I go against my own luck of picking where I pick poorly. And, you know, the Saints pull one through.
The upset of the week?
If Hightower is actually out, then I think we have a pretty good chance, but we'll see. My upset of the week is the Bills versus the Panthers. I think the Bills take one away from the Panthers.
Mine too.
See?
I agree. I do agree.
I think even though they looked shaky versus the Jets, but they're surprisingly not favored. Yeah, the Jets are bad, but yeah, exactly. I don't think Carolina's, you know, going to bully the Jets like they did the 49ers. LeSean McCoy, he's a beast. He is a beast. Probably the best running back in the league right now.
None of the other upsets look good to me at all.
That's true, too. I would probably pick the Bills normally. Probably. If we were picking every single game, I think I might. Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
I think this is an actual game that Buffalo can win.
You're a madman, Jay Hunt. All right. Thursday night game is tonight.
We got the Bengals. We got the Houston Texans, who are 0-1. against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 0-1. And could we have more horrific quarterback play from either of these teams heading into this game? I'm not sure. But
disgusting.
These teams definitely have quarterback problems right now.
You know, Deshaun Watson looked a lot better than Tom Savage. Maybe Jacksonville was just like, look, we've won this game. Maybe they eased up a little bit at the end.
Yeah, maybe. Tom Savage wasn't having that horrible of a game. I mean, he was throwing, 50% and not, moving the ball really, but he got sacked so much, what they expect him to do. They just, I don't know. I guess they just want to change a pace kind of thing. I'm curious at who they start this tonight. I'm not actually sure. Tom Savage. Watson. Wow.
It is.
That's surprising.
It is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it's Deshaun Watson, yeah.
Watson, yeah.
I'd be surprised if Andy Dalton has anywhere near as bad of a game, mostly because it was the third worst in NFL history.
Yeah. Oh, what's the opposite of bold? Very likely
bland.
Prediction.
That's a
bland prediction. I agree. I don't think it's going to be as bad as last week. However, I'm still taking J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans over the Bengals.
I disagree. I think the Bengals can pull one out. I think they're in Cincinnati, which definitely helps. And I think that they'll get back. You know, they won't throw four picks. And they'll move the ball some. And that's what I think. I don't think Houston's offense really is going to be that crazy. So we want to thank you for listening to Definitely Something About Football.
Definitely Something About Football!
Join us next week where we definitely talk more about football and give our bad predictions.
More bad predictions to come. You can count on it.
Yep, you could even bet Vegas against our predictions and probably win some money.
Yes, go to Caesar's Palace, say, I want to bet on the Definitely Something
Opposite
About Football
team.
Podcast. Mm-hmm. Make some money out there.
Yep. We have our own money line.
We will see you guys next week. I think we're planning to do a Monday night podcast next week. So you got a solid, 13 days or so? Or no, 13. I don't know. Math. You got some math days?
Math amount of days. But until then,
this is Rob.
And this is J-Hump.
And we'll see you on Monday.